This is Ted Kennedy. Child care is a priority of Congress in 1990. Will the White House support it, or are we heading into another veto battle with President Bush? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, comprehensive child care legislation almost made it to the finish line in Congress in 1989. It's sure to get there in 1990, despite White House obstruction. Any child care measure worth its salt has to deal with three problems facing working parents. Child care is hard to find, it's too expensive, and its quality is poor. Democrats favor a comprehensive approach to all three problems. Increase the availability of child care, make it affordable, and set minimum standards for health and safety. So far, the Bush administration is bending to right-wing pressure against increasing the supply of child care and requiring health and safety standards. Old anti-child care Simpson is part of the problem. Come on, Al, do the right thing on child care, not the right-wing thing.
Anti-child care? That house turkey couldn't fly on one left wing. Last year, I voted in favor of increasing federal support for child care for American families. Your demo house buddies chopped it up. Ted, it is you and your usual gaggle of fans who want a welfare state with all your paternalistic schemes that have set out to trash and dangerously limit child care options, especially the church-based child care centers, which make up 40% of all such care. Ted, I want to expand federal child care assistance that leaves the parents, and not Uncle Sam, with the responsibility to decide just who will care for their own kids. They choose. The right wing is doing the right thing. It is a Democratic power struggle in the House that keeps a bill from reaching the president. Who is really anti-child care, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Drugs and Crime in America. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.